Hello and welcome to Jason and Ashley. I'm Jason.
I'm Ashley.
This is the podcast where we get a little bit more personal. We haven't done one of these in a long time, Ashley.
Yeah, we haven't done one of these since like June of last year.
Yes, you might all know this. We pre-record some of these whenever we can. Today, Ashley and I are on the road again.
Mm-hmm.
We are...
Well, we're not actually driving this time.
Yes.
Usually we're actually driving.
We're on the road. We're not in the home. So that's why it sounds a little bit different. You know, we're enjoying a view of a beach in the Pacific Ocean right now.
It's true.
You can hear it.
You can probably hear the planes.
I doubt it. So yeah, this is the podcast where we get more personal and stuff. Ashley, take it away. What are we talking about today?
Okay, so today is a listener recommended topic. This is actually a holdover from our suggestions for 2021 that we didn't get to, but I think it's a good. This is from co-host of Jason and Jeremy John About Justice League, Mr. Jeremy Skinner himself, who says, what shows deserved more than one season? I know Jason's answer already.
So here's the real...
Rub.
I honestly don't know
Jason's answer?
I don't know what show Jeremy there is referring to. I really don't. I mean, I looked at a list before we recorded this, and... I think he might be talking about Constantine, because I do think that NBC's Constantine should have gotten more than one season. I thought it was a pretty good show. I thought that it was a little goofy at the beginning. Like, they didn't know what they had, but the pilot's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if they had just let it simmer and cook a little bit more, like the season finale of Constantine, if you ever watched it, I think it's all on CWC. I think CWC bought it all when they
yes.
He popped on Legends.
Yes, because then they also did the animated Constantine series.
Yes, they've done a couple of those, actually. I think that the cliffhanger that they leave us on at the end of that season is so damn strong. I mean, another show that I think should have gotten more is Stargate Universe, but that got two seasons. So that doesn't fit into this. So, Jeremy, I don't know what you're referring to here.
Wow. Call out. This is a call out podcast. We're calling out Jeremy Skinner.
Ashley, is there anyone that stands out to you
of
a one season show? I know you have a couple of lists.
I do.
But is there anything before you look at the list that like pops out to you?
I would have liked to see Cloak and Dagger get more than one season.
I forgot that show even existed.
So we watched the first two episodes of Cloak and Dagger.
Didn't we watch when we were packing Kickstarter Awards?
Packing Jupiter
Jet and the
Front Radio Kickstarter Awards.
Yeah.
With Mr. J. Washington.
That's
and
right.
Then
because he had a screener. And
we
he was
went
like,
into our office
yeah.
and recorded a review of the first two episodes and then didn't record the rest of the season. But when I eventually got to it.
Never, didn't watch a single other one of those episodes.
It was good. It was really
did you
good.
It? You
I
it?
Did.
Okay.
And they finally got to a place where they were like actually working as a superhero team.
Didn't those two kids finally show up on Runaways?
It.
Am I wrong about that?
Yes, they did.
They did.
Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah,
just
ask
like
Cloak and Dagger.
Just like in the comics.
Yeah.
And they switched the origin from when it was originally in the comics. So the white girl has the sort of more tough streetwise origin, and the black boy is the one who has the more quote unquote upscale upbringing.
He's a middle class.
He's upper class. They live
okay.
in like a penthouse in
they go to Disneyland
New
vacations.
York and stuff like
Got
that.
It.
And I thought that was really smart for like the current time. But yeah, Cloak and Dagger like had a lot of real potential there, but that was when before the Disney Plus shows had started and Marvel was kind of doing stuff with Hulu. And they nerfed it just like they nerfed Runaways. And it just, I think it had
just
legs.
Like they nerfed Nell, the Netflix stuff too.
All the Netflix stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that and Runaways as well. Like Runaways didn't get the ending that it deserved. Like season three, I think would have been really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing that comes to mind. But
we got a couple handy dandy lists.
We're going to take a look at some of these lists.
Because we have to consult the sages.
We have to consult the sages at our former employer, Collider.
Because there's no more important conversation to have then what television shows should not be canceled.
What should we
no I actually think this is a great topic. I'm not
what should we in this nostalgia culture bring back.
I'm not making light in any way. I actually think this is a great topic. So let's get into some TV here.
So their first suggestion on here, I actually think would be so funny if they brought it back, because it's a show about young people and everyone is like in their 40s now. Freaks and Geeks. With friend of the show Sam Levine, who we met at Collider.
That's right. That's so
look at
funny.
How little, look at how little and cute Sam looks.
Yeah, he was an actual child. I watched that show live.
I did not watch it live, but I watched it. Sam looks exactly the same. He just has less poofy hair now.
I always forget that Freaks and Geeks
is only one season.
Is one, because it's kind of like, do you know the show My So-Called Life?
I know that it exists. Wasn't Claire Colbert Danes on that show?
Who?
Dr. Colbert?
I have no idea.
I don't know what that actor's real name is. I'm sorry. Anthony Rapp's boyfriend on Star Trek.
I know who you're talking about, but I have absolutely no clue if that person is on
Wow, there's a person who's mostly naked in front of us right now.
That's fine. They don't look, the listeners,
where's the beach? It's fine.
The listeners can't see it.
I was just startled by the almost nudity. Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah. You completely threw me off now, so I have no idea. So just let's move on.
I torrented Freaks and Geeks in one of my university classrooms. I have not heard of this one, but it is apparently what brought Phoebe Waller-Bridge to stardom, a show called Crashing.
Never seen it.
Literally never heard of it. Firefly, absolutely not. Fuck Joss Whedon and all Joss Whedon shows. That's my point of view on that.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I don't care how good it is. I don't want somebody else to come back, and I don't know, like... I mean, Joss Whedon, this is my official stance on it, everybody. Like, Joss Whedon has been revealed to be such a monster now that I kind of don't want anything to do with anything he's ever created.
I agree.
You know, like, I'm happy with the memories that it gave me at the time, mm-hmm. but I don't want any reboots because I don't want him to get any cent. I don't want him to get a single cent.
Yep.
For all the damage he's caused.
Also, Firefly, and you're the one who pointed this out to me because it's very true, doesn't hold up as well as we all think it does on a rewatch.
No. People like the idea of Firefly, yep. but when you actually watch it, it's not
the next coming of science fiction the way people, like, that was Battlestar Galactica for that era.
Yeah, I'm one of those sticklers that I don't think it holds up as well as everybody thinks it does.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay, next is a show called Whiskey Cavalier. I've literally never heard of.
I think it's a military show. Never heard of it.
It stars that lady who played Martha Wayne from The Walking Dead.
Okay, that really narrows it down.
She played, I don't know. I don't know what her name is. Undeclared. Also never heard of that, but it looks like Jay Baruchel was in it and Seth Rogen.
This is going to be a very short podcast.
Selfie, also never heard of that.
Oh, boy.
And Constantine. Oh, no. And then Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip. We rewatched that. I watched it for the first time. That show's bad. That show does not hold up.
You should explain what that show is,
women.
Just in case anybody doesn't have any idea what that is.
Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip is Aaron Sorkin's post-West Wing show that came out the same year as 30 Rock. That was basically What If Aaron Sorkin, but Saturday Night Live, though.
Yes, basically.
Mm-hmm. And Bradley Whitford and Matthew Perry star. I love Bradley Whitford. I know Bradley Whitford is a good person in real life. Their two characters are so hateful and so dismissive of every female they come across.
The whole show is.
It is a hard watch coming off of a CJ Craig led vehicle.
And you say rewatch, I will put, we only watched the first three episodes.
Oh, that's true, yes.
And we barely finished the third,
yes.
because we turned it off. And I regret spending the $24 on Amazon Prime to buy that whole season, but it was the cheapest way to do it, everybody. But we were like very much in an Aaron Sorkin kick.
Yes.
And we wanted to keep going.
We just finished Sports Night,
and we'd also, before that, watched The West Wing, and I was like, you know what, I've never rewatched this one season show, and we found out the exact reason why we never rewatched it, because it's god-awful and terrible, and it's just, everything in that should work. It should
yes.
work.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
the
yeah.
problem is that, because it's Saturday Night Live, is that he didn't actually hire any comedy writers to write the damn show.
Or the sketches.
So it's not funny.
Yeah.
It's not funny at all.
And what Aaron Sorkin does for humor is not the same as what works in sketch comedy.
He has very much a farcical, theatrical way of humor.
Yes.
In
the traditional sense.
A joke that would work in a musical theater play
mm-hmm.
is a joke that he thinks works on network television, which is absolutely, if you know anything about the genres, does not work.
Yeah.
So
I just want to say, I've been scrolling through the BuzzFeed version of this list, and it's not only shows that have had one season, it's like shows that have had like up to four or five seasons.
Let's do it.
And half of these things I've never heard of, which I guess is how little impact they have.
This is going to be a very short podcast.
All right,
dear Lord.
I'm calling you out, BuzzFeed. Lauren Garofano, you have wild taste. I'm sure you're lovely. Number one, Deadly Class. Didn't watch it. Heard it was bad. Based on a comic book, though. You bought me the omnibus of this comic book.
Yep, I didn't watch the show, though.
Did not. Benedict Wong vehicle. Spinning Out. Don't know what that is. I do know what Spinning Out is. You know who's in Spinning Out?
No.
Jamie and John Champagne, because they shot in Canada.
And who are they?
They are two actors that I went to school with in Ottawa that Jason knows. They're lovely. That's a good, it's about skating. That's all I know. Number three, AJ and the Queen. I watched all of AJ and the Queen. It's terrible. It should not have had a second season. Number four, Speechless, never heard of it. Number five, Good Girls Revolt, never heard of it. Number six, Neighbors, never heard of it. Number seven, Family, never heard of it. Number eight, another Jay Baruchel move, Man Seeking Woman, never heard of it. Number nine, Happy Endings, never heard of it. Number 10, here's one I would love your opinion on, Jason.
Uh-huh.
Sense8.
Sense8 got like three seasons.
Got two, according to BuzzFeed.
And a bunch of movies. They got a bunch of movies.
Yeah, like I said, most of these have more than one season.
I just think Sense8, I did not enjoy Sense8 at all.
I thought Sense8 was boring.
I thought it was very bad.
It was trying to be edgelord, and it was very dull.
Can I throw out another pitch for
a
show?
Of course.
There is a show that aired on ABC, only aired for four episodes, and it was called Wonderland.
Never heard of it.
And it's called Ted Levine. It was sent in a mental hospital. Has one of the best theme songs of all time because it was Madonna. Madonna did the theme song. It was great. It was when Madonna was still good. And it was about a state mental hospital. Star Ted Levine, the guy who played Buffalo Bill in Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, I'm familiar with Ted Levine.
And I thought the show was just brilliant. I think it was Peter Berg was the showrunner of that. If you know who Peter Berg is, a writer-director.
That feels correct to me.
He's done some really good stuff since then. He was an actor, by the way, back in the day. He was a doctor on Chicago Hope, the ER competitor.
Cool.
I think he's a good actor. Peter Berg also worked on The Leftovers quite a bit. It's a show that I think I would always be curious to revisit because I remember it being fantastic. And I really wish it had gotten more than just like three episodes. ABC pulled it because nobody watched it. I mean, Clerks, the animated series, I throw that out there. That's a one season show that I think really should have gotten a second season.
What about, this is on the BuzzFeed list as well.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure you watched it. What about The Last Man on Earth?
Last Man on Earth.
That's the Will Forte, Kristen Schaal.
Oh, it got four seasons.
Well, okay, then they want another season.
So their list, I'm sorry, I misunderstood you. Their list is that they...
Oh, the title of it says shows that deserved more than one season, but most of them, like I said...
So they are just looking for a show...
That was canceled.
That was canceled. No, I mean, I'll tell you what. I liked Last Man on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it until the other people showed. I liked it until he wasn't the last man on Earth. And then I watched the first season. I thought it was okay. By a plague, by the way, by anybody.
Yeah,
so I don't know if really... I don't know how much that show holds up post-pandemic now.
There's also one on this list that I know that you watched. It had two seasons, but I know that we watched the first season of it and enjoyed it. What about American Vandal?
Oh!
On Netflix.
I don't think I ever watched the second season of that.
We watched the first episode of it, and then it just wasn't as funny or cutting. It was a poop bandit, and it was really gross. And we were like, no, thank you.
The first season was great.
Yeah.
First season was really great. Yeah.
Because for a long time, for an answer to this question, I would have said Luther.
Oh, the BBC show?
Yeah. Just because the BBC takes 100 million years in between all of their seasons of everything.
Well, and yeah, that answer would have only worked in like 2012.
Yeah. There was a while where that was always the thing that I answered. I was always like, oh, we could do more Luther. Like, that would be so cool.
It's so funny. I'm really, Jeremy Skinner, if you're listening to this, please write in the comments. What did I tell
you? What were you thinking of, Jeremy?
Yeah. I'm certain I told him something.
Yeah.
And it stuck with him. I honestly don't know what my answer would be. All right, so let's extend the conversation here, Ashley.
Okay.
If there is a show out there, it doesn't have to be a one season show. What's a television show that you enjoy that you would have loved another season of? Like, if you could give this show like 10 more episodes, like a 10 episode season to like wrap up everything or to like give us another storyline, which show would you give it to?
That's interesting. It would be easier for me to tell you what show I would cut short.
Oh, you want to punch down? Okay, let's go for this.
There are some.
You're a mean executive.
I'm not trying to be mean, but there are some shows that outstay their welcome in terms of story.
You obviously have an answer to this.
It's Downton Abbey. They won't let that fucking show die.
so many people that are like clutching their pearls.
Downton
right now.
Abbey is a great show, but once Matthew and Sybil die, there's literally no point in it anymore. Season 4.
I don't understand any of those names. I've never seen Downton Abbey.
You would not like it.
I know.
It might. It's not your. No, it's not your thing. That's
it's
all.
The whole reason why. And I think that's something that people should be know yourself.
Yep.
I knew out the gate I wasn't going to like that show, so that's why I've never bothered.
Here's a show I would have really liked a second season to. Here's for like the two people who understand this reference, is Desperate Romantics, which was a
don't know that one.
BBC show about four romantic era painters.
Okay.
And sort of their struggles trying to introduce this new school of art into like a post-Tudor England. It starred Aidan Turner. And it starred Rafe Spall, who is Timothy Spall's son. If you do not know who he is so hot, you should Google him. It's astonishing.
Okay.
And I really liked where the characters got to, but then Aidan Turner went on to do Being Human, which ran for a few seasons, and then was eventually in The Hobbit. So, like, they never went back to it, but it was a show.
Who's he in The Hobbit again?
He is Keeley.
Is Aidan Turner Poldark?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
PBS is Poldark?
PBS is Poldark. Jason calls that the Shirtless Farmer Show.
Shirtless Farmer thrashing wheat wildly. Show.
I was watching
a person
it.
That is like has no clue how a sickle
yeah,
works.
So not only did Jason criticize Aidan Turner's use of the prop sickle to thresh fake wheat.
To cut the wheat, yeah.
But he's not wearing a shirt because he's a yep. very fit, oiled up gentleman.
Look, they were giving
you
a beet
like,
cake.
You were like, he's going to be so itchy.
Yeah. It's like the itchiest job in the world. And he was like, and look, I guarantee you in the time period where they didn't take as many baths, that would be a prime concern.
Itchiness?
Yes, because you'll be itchy for days.
So I would have liked another season of Desperate Romantics. But the funny thing is, a lot of TV shows that get canceled or get yes. canceled early, you can kind of understand why when you get enough time on it.
Oh,
like Dollhouse, for example.
It's ratings. It's ratings and money. It's always ratings
yes,
and money.
Not to give any more lip service to Joss Whedon, but like I totally understand why Dollhouse didn't work in 2009.
Very expensive show.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Great
Very
cast.
Expensive show. I mean, all of Joss Whedon's shows, basically, except for Buffy and Angel. Well, even Angel got canceled early. Angel could have gone like three more seasons and yeah. they canceled it early.
Yep, yep, yep.
It's the point of when is your show not getting the ratings that the budget demands? So I have a couple answers. One, okay. a lot in the Stargate franchise. I wanted another season of Stargate Atlantis.
Atlantis, really?
Yes, because spoilers. If you're ever going to watch Stargate Atlantis, spoilers, skip ahead 1 minute right now. The final episode, Ashley, mm-hmm. of Stargate Atlantis has them going through sci-fi shenanigans and Atlantis, they land on Earth in San Francisco Bay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the huge cliffhanger.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy crap, Atlantis is on Earth now and yeah. it's in public view? Holy cow, you can't leave me with that. Or you got
to. And they did.
And they did. At least wrap it up.
Joseph Malozzi said, no, I will not.
Well, I will say that I know some of the plans that Mr. Malozzi was lucky enough when we met him in person to answer and tell me what they would have done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I wish we could have seen it because it was really great. And then I'm going for Stargate Universe, which is one of my favorite sci-fi shows of all time. And they leave us on the big cliffhanger of. Basically, will they survive?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then also, like, Stargate Universe just doesn't even acknowledge the cliffhanger of Stargate Atlantis.
No. Stargate Universe, though, is I won't quite call it a star maker, but everyone who was yep. on that has gone on to, like, work really consistently and do real... Even characters, like, I did not enjoy on the show, I've seen those actors go on yep. to do other
Robert
great
Carlyle
work.
Went on to Once Upon a Time.
Yeah, yeah, big stardom.
Colonel Young is in the show now, a crime show now.
David Blue is all over.
David Blue is all over.
The king of Instagram.
Well, Blue Diamond Phillips went and did Longmire.
Yeah.
The guy that was the young lieutenant, he is in Sense8
guy.
In the Matrix.
Yeah,
he's
and
in
then
the Matrix.
Chloe was in Ready or Not.
She was in Ready
She's
or
the
Not.
She's aunt in that. She's really good
yeah,
at that.
Yeah, I get the feeling. Yeah, it was like all the, and then Ming-Na Wen is in.
That's
Sorry,
right.
She's
yeah, yeah.
She's
that
the biggest.
That was her big, that was right before Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That was right before we all loved her in live action.
Well, we've always loved her because she was also on ER.
Oh, that's true.
Ming-Na Wen is like the secret stealth Hollywood actor that might be the best actor in Hollywood that like kind of like is not that famous.
Also, just the loveliest person. Like, we've interviewed her a billion times because she's at every Marvel red carpet.
She's gorgeous.
And just so kind and such a sweet human person.
She is gorgeous in person.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Okay, so here's my final populist answer.
Oh, okay.
Daredevil.
You know, fun fact, at the time of this recording, I'm seeing all these articles that Disney Plus, if the rumors are to be true,
yeah,
Disney Plus is considering a fourth season of Daredevil.
I'm telling you, the only reason they're considering it is because it's the most popular one.
Yes, it is. But also, like, we also have to realize that the Disney Plus version of that show will
not going to give us what we want.
Will be quite different from the Netflix show.
I will say, if they do it, I hope Charlie Cox takes them for all they're worth, because now he's a commodity. Yep. He was not so as much.
Yes, I
think they would have gone. I think they would have gone for another show as well, but the lead of that show is now on a network show. I think there would have been two in contention.
You're talking about Mike Coulter?
Yeah.
Because he's on Evil now.
Yeah, and Evil is like...
Evil's popular.
I haven't seen it, but like folks love Evil.
They love it.
Good for him, because he's a great actor.
They love it, and I only know this because I've seen the GIFs. Michael Emerson's in it, Ben Linus.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And apparently he doesn't show up until like almost... He kind of does what he does on Lost. He doesn't show up until like the end of the first season.
And then they put him on all the posters because everyone loves him.
Well, because he's great in everything.
Yeah, yeah.
He's great in Person of Interest. Yeah. Person of Interest, ugh.
Oh, here's my animated pick too.
Okay, boy.
Justice League Action.
Yes.
Justice League Action is high key, very good, and they nerfed it by putting it in dumb time slots.
Justice League Action should have gotten a second season on DC Universe.
I agree.
Mistake. Remember that streaming service?
It also would have been great in place of the shorts that they used to do direct to YouTube.
Yes.
I think
DC Nation shorts.
Yeah, yeah, like the Shazam one, which is so good.
I'm trying to think of another show. Nothing really comes to mind.
Miniseries keep coming to mind for me.
Miniseries? Like what?
Like Watchmen is the easy answer, right? Like,
oh, I don't want
what would that
Watchmen
show have
no,
been?
No,
if,
no, no, no.
Or if you'd done it as an anthology, so we didn't see Sister Night ever again, or Sister Manhattan. We saw other characters in that universe, and like we did a season in Vietnam or something like that. Could have been. I just think the world was rich enough. We could have told more stories there.
Well, here's my answer.
Chernobyl 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Here's my real final answer.
Okay, okay,
all,
okay, okay.
All sci-fi.
Okay.
All things with star in the title. My real answer is Star Trek Enterprise.
Yes, if we're going for more than one season, absolutely.
Yep, I want three more seasons. I want that show to get...
These folks in front of us are just doing a donut and it's...
Yeah, it's just the people out and the outside people. They're distracting us, everybody. It's Star Trek Enterprise is the real answer. So, yeah. All right, cool. Let's end this.
Okie dokie.
How the hell do we end this?
We don't remember every time and we tell you what we are reading. So right now I am reading The Monarchs by Cass Morgan and previous podcast guest Danielle Page, and it is the second in their Ravens series. It's set at a fake South Carolina university called Westerly College, and there's a sorority that is populated by witches, and this in this book, in the second installation, they have to consider their legacy and some bigger threats than before, and previous sorority members are called the Monarchs, so that's a big part of it. It's really good. I read the Ravens last year. I was so excited when the Monarchs came out this year.
So this
year.
Is part... They're the same series?
Yeah, part two.
Oh, okay.
Is the Monarchs.
What's the third one going to be called? Do they know?
You know, if they've announced it, I don't know.
Oh, okay. I just was wondering where you go from the Ravens and the Monarchs.
I don't know, but Danielle Page usually sends me an email when the new one's coming out, so I will know when she emails me.
Cool.
Yeah, it's really great. If you like witches, I think you're really going to enjoy it. Jason, what you reading?
I'm rereading... Well, I read this a while ago, but I want to give it a shout out because I don't think enough people... I think a lot of people in our audience will love it. Is Secret Identity by Alex Segura. It's a murder mystery mixed with comics. It's about... this lady, Carmen Valdez, working in kind of a DC Comics type company in the 1970s. And, you know, because she's a woman, she's not getting the respect she deserves. And she wants to write like books like Batman and stuff like that, but they won't let her. And so she teams up with a male co-writer to like get her ideas across, because she's like, well, maybe if it's co-written by a man, they'll take my ideas. And then the man ends up murdered. And then
dun,
the mystery
dun.
Is how did this man get murdered? And then also it becomes a thing of like in stories like this, well, did you really write it? Because you're a lady and ladies don't like comic books.
Yeah.
I also mentioned it because Taylor Esposito, our wonderful letterer, there are real comic book pages. Some of the comic books that Carmen writes, Alex Segura very smartly put them in the book.
So that is smart.
So every once in a while, and they were lettered by Taylor Esposito, who lettered Super Best Friend and Jupiter Jet. So if you want to throw some love to him, go check it out. I mean, Secret Identity, it's blowing up right now.
Yeah, Publishers Weekly just covered it.
New York Times gave it a positive review. It's a great, great book. It's one of the best books I've read in a long time.
Alex Segura is also kind of the grandfather of Jupiter Jet because Jason took his class and we used that to pitch the book. So
he is.
It's all in the family if you support that book. He's also a great prose writer, so check it out.
Yeah, there you go.
Great, great, great.
Cool. How do we end this?
This is how we end it every time.
All right, this is how we end it. All right. I'm about to sneeze. We should probably end it. Oh, there it is. Excuse me, everybody. It wasn't that loud. I caught it.
You're fine.
Sorry. Bless me, I guess.
Yeah, bless you.
All right, everybody. This has been our podcast.
Yeah.
Jason and Ashley.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Read some damn books.
Read some damn books.
You know, if all you people listening to this just watch television more, they wouldn't cancel anything. Just saying. Yeah, I don't think you watch enough television.
600 shows in production.
I don't think you're watching enough television is what I'm saying. I don't think they are.
If you're not getting up at midnight to watch whatever the written news
that
drops.
I'm tired.
You know, we haven't done that for the last show we did that for was Jessica Jones.
Ugh.
We did this for you because we did a season review of it.
And you said you, the listener.
You, the listener.
Yeah. That was a mistake.
This was a mistake.
That was a big mistake. Midnight movies to be the thing. But midnight, I hate...
Midnight movies when you're 16 can be a thing.
I hate these TV shows releasing at midnight. It's so dumb.
Yeah.
Because they get spoiled. Anyways, that's going to be a whole other Jason and Ashley. That's it. I'm Jason.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
I think this is how we end it, but goodbye.
Bye.